Last week, Kingston Economic Development released a report with a strategic blueprint showing how mid-sized cities like Kingston can build their own film and media ecosystems. The Hyperlocal Ontario Action Plan, authored by Jason Jolly of Branded to Film and backed by Kingston Economic Development, Tourism Kingston, Frontenac Business Services, and Ontario Creates, lays out what's been done and what comes next to decentralize Ontario's film industry and build industries in big little cities like Kingston. Jolly sat down with CFRC and shared the vision behind the report.
What originally prompted me, and it was a theoretical exercise, is how would I build, like, how can you pioneer and build a film industry from scratch? And, you know, like a lot of folks say, well, don't we have a film industry, Jay? And I'm like, well, we have Toronto producers who will come and randomly shoot here every so often, but it's very hard. You don't really have a business model unless you can forecast it, like you can predictably do it. And so my thing was, if you want to build like a film industry, you kind of have to start with like producers and crew, and all the vendors have to be like a full stack entity in a town where, you know, that you can achieve that stuff, like where it's not just a bunch of crew members coming from Toronto that stay here and then go back every 5 days after they've done shot their limestone out and had their ways.
The goal of the action plan was to create a document any community could pick up and apply to their own creative industries.
The report came out of me wanting to kind of open source what we were doing as a model. So other big little cities like Kingston could, if they wanted to look to grow their own industry, this is a different way of thinking. A lot of it was to just write a very easy to read, plain report without any, or it's more of a business intelligence paper, I guess, without any jargon. So any municipality or even someone like yourself could pick it up and it would be very digestible. And you get a really good overview of like the history of film production in Ontario, where we are, and it's what the landscape looks like, and also how we can better support folks like myself, which is independent Ontario producers, you know, with these more affordable, efficient places to practice their productions or execute their productions.
The plan argues that the timing is right for decentralization of the industry from cities like Toronto and Vancouver. High costs and congestion in these hubs have made decentralizing production a necessity, according to Jolly.
Well, I think for anything, decentralization is something that's not just for, you know, like the film industry or even media or the creative industries as a whole. It's actually something that's an affliction of a lot of industries, which is, as you know, like when I first moved to Toronto in the early 2000s, there was like 4.3 million people. Today, that kind of greater Toronto Hamilton area is now 7.5 million. So that's a significant amount of downward pressure. And it's, you know, it's the same kind of thing that happens like when we were shooting, you know, we could shoot it, almost get permits anywhere. It was still very like free and independent. And there was a great scene there. But as kind of the bigger like Netflix and things get gentrified, and like even if you're like, say, a visual artist, like you used to live in this industrial loft because it was cheap and nobody wanted to live in it. But now that's where they want to put a condo. So these downward pressures are something that I think affect all kinds of creative industries. And for independent Ontario producers like myself, you know, between the affordability to live, the affordability to do, because we don't have a lot of money to do a production comparatively to, like, you know, if you look at an episode of Star Trek, it's $10 million an episode just for one episode of television. When you look at our little movie, it's like $1 million for one, you know, for a whole movie, which I know sounds like a lot, but it's not. So, you know, I think in general, I think, you know, for society to be healthy, we can't just live in one place. And especially when you have such a, you know, these big little cities like Kingston are super accessible. Like you're right in between Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa. We're about 5.5 hours from, you know, Manhattan. It's a terrific, you know, balance between rural and urban, you know, great nighttime economy, great restaurant scene, beautiful place to live. And with technology, like it, which is very democratized now, and especially now with things like generative AI and virtual production, you don't really have to live in a big city to do high quality production. And in fact, the tools, these democratic tools, are being more and more, you know, to open sourced in a lot of ways, where, you know, that you can, I believe, and I, you know, I mention this all the time, where I believe, a filmmaker with $5 million in about 3 to 5 years, whoever she is, will be able to, in a place like Kingston, make a movie that looks like $100 million today by the big studios because of these tools, and how fast these tools are advancing and just being easier to use.
The report covers two case studies. Branded to Film's first feature, Dead Mother Crimson, was a testing ground. It hired 60% local crew and proved an end-to-end production could be done in Kingston. Their follow-up this year, Doom Boogie, pushed things even further. Jolly shared some of the lessons learned so far about what can be done in Kingston.
We just kind of set this random benchmark where we said, well, we're going to employ 60% locals. We're going to figure out how to either, hopefully they have experience or a little bit of experience, or they're from an adjacent industry. You know, so what it did is that first said, not only is it viable, but I think it's like, it's kind of like a skateboard trick. If you can see it, you can be it. Like, my surprise was, here I am 20 years later, and nobody had done $1 million end-to-end production, like that was developed, pre-produced, produced. And once we were able to do that and show that it was possible to do that, I think it opened up a lot of people's eyes, including my own. It's like, wait a second, this is like a real thing now. We can do this. And so we said, well, so that taught me kind of the realization that this isn't just, you know, a theoretical exercise. So we said, here's the practical things. And we were able to train, like, some of the stuff that we were really able to learn. One of them was, we wanted to see, could we make production more sustainable, like really green production? Let's try and avoid, you know, just randomly throwing crap out and, you know, really think about kind of how we can reduce our carbon footprint and stuff like that through little ideas or just behavioral change. So once we had done that and we realized, well, we need to do another one. And I said, well, this time, why don't we target 75% local hires? And to our amazement, and we got to 87%, we actually over-indexed. And what I found was, you know, one of the things that we really didn't do very well on the first one was, again, talent behind the camera was one thing, but we had kind of, you know, we had a met like local theater actors and stuff, and theater actors and film and TV actors they're very different muscle set in a lot of ways. There's a lot of things that are similar, but there's just different ways of execution because, you know, film is very much, you can actually whisper, where theater is it's a lot bigger, like in terms of, so what we did is, you know, on this one, we said we need to make a real concerted effort to tap into actors or in front of the camera. And because of this particular movie, Doom Boogie was kind of about this fictional Kingston band, we decided to look at musicians. And a lot of the folks both on both sides of the camera were actually, and again, I really believe in supporting local musicians, especially because, you know, music is a very, very tough industry. It's more now more than ever. And so we were able to hire them in technical positions. But what was really great is we were able to hire folks like, you know, Kira from Tiny Horse and Jonas in kind of lead actor roles. And what we've discovered there is that actors kind of have 70, or I should say, sorry, musicians have kind of 70% of that thing they need from being performers on stage to be actors, especially like film actors. So that was a great revelation. So that's something we learned on it too. And then consequently, they also contributed to the soundtrack. So we were doubly blessed with that.
According to Jolly, it's not just the lessons learned so far that will propel the industry's growth, but also what the city itself brings to the table.
When people ask, well, what's the secret to your business? I say, or what's your superpower of your business? I always say, my superpower is Kingston. Kingston's like so cool. Like, I'm sure the secret's going to get out. And it's just like, what I learned was, because even on our first movie, we had like 40% were heads of department from Toronto that came and trained. And this one we had even had less. So 13%. And some of them were actors as well. So, but what's interesting is when people came to Kingston, especially technicians from outside, what I realized is a lot of people, unless you went to school here or you were born here, most people have never been to Kingston. And they've driven by it on the 401 and all that kind of stuff. But what was interesting is, you know, usually the first night, like somebody from out of town, like especially, you know, like an actor or film was like, the first thing to ask is like, where's a good place to eat? And you kind of say, well, you just open your hand and say, just go down here. And then literally the next day on set, they were like, when are you doing your next movie? How do I move here? This is unbelievable, this place, you know, from, you know, just the beauty and stuff of being in the Thousand Islands, I think. And just the general, you know, what I like to say is sometimes it's like Kingston kind of feels like it's at that kind of stage where it feels like that super cool neighborhood in Toronto, like in the early 2000s or late 90s in a lot of ways, because everybody kind of knows each other. You show up at bars and everybody's kind of like connected in a certain way.
Still, turning this potential into a sustainable industry will take work. Jolly dove into some of the work that's being done right now to bring the plan to life, as well as the challenges.
Our big focus, as we really were down to, is, you know, over the last 6 months, we partnered with the Tourism Kingston and are really, and also the City of Kingston, in terms of, you know, we bought secured some land out in St. Lawrence Business Park, 10 acres. We've been working with a really great design construction firm. We just submitted our site plans. We're about just over, you know, call it between 75-80% finance. So we're just trying to close that last like $5 million. So that's kind of like our full court press. You know, we have a couple term sheets right now, and that's kind of, you know, just trying to find the right deal. It's been a really tough year, as you can imagine, especially for us, between the LA fires that started the year and then two provincial elections and now our provincial and a federal election. And now, you know, this wild orange man that thinks he's king yelling tariff, tariff, tariff everywhere, that's caused a massive distraction in terms of not only equity, but just getting government attention. So, you know, one of the things we're in discussions with the provincial and federal government in terms of bringing in some matching funds, because this is, you know, like this is creating jobs, significant amount of jobs. But, you know, that's kind of, so where we are now is, you know, we'd love to just close the financing. There's a few other kind of opportunities percolating, and, you know, we're always working with like my colleagues, in Toronto, other producers, to really lure them and kind of show them, hey, look what we did. You can do this too. You know, like, because sometimes, like I said, like that, I really believe as like a skateboarder in my youth that, you know, if you can see someone do a trick, you can do that trick too. So it's kind of like, and that's what I think. It's like, now that we've done two, it's not like the first one could have been a fluke and now we've done a second one. And I was like, okay, there's something here. You know, within the next 10 years, Kingston has the potential to capture, you know, say 3% of Ontario's film and television. Realize that industry is $2.65 billion. Like, and of that, in terms of domestic production, which we're kind of focused on here in Kingston initially, it's about $910 million of that $2 billion is just domestic producers like me. So if we can create that new, affordable, efficient home, you know, we could see, you know, if we over-index in terms of what we're forecasting, Kingston could be, you know, like an $80, $100 million industry within the next decade. It's totally doable.
To view the full Hyperlocal Ontario Action Plan, you can visit investkingston.ca/creatives. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.